We have a great program for you today. We are going to be talking to Master Gardeners and learning all about what they do and how you can participate too on the program. Liz Olson and Sonia Lovas and Betty Orr. Good morning.
Good morning.
Liz, you are the program manager for Master Gardeners. And
correct.
How long have you been doing this?
I took the class in 05, came and was retired at the time. Mm-hmm. I've been involved with the Yaquina Bay Lighthouse Garden with the second grade students. Became the Master Gardener Program Coordinator after being a mentor, being an assistant coordinator. So the past, I guess it's a year now, I've been the OSU Extension Lincoln County Master Gardener Program Coordinator. So I run the whole program, get the speakers for our classes, mm-hmm. Recruit students, and publicize the upcoming classes that would be in January of 2013 now. But we will start registrations probably the end of October and go through December.
Very good. Sonia, you are what is being called the new Master Gardener.
Apprentice.
And how did you find your way to the program and what inspired you to participate?
My husband was actually reading the newspaper and came across the Master Gardening Compost, not Master Gardening, but the Master Composting class. So I took that and learned how to make really great dirt and decided that the Master Gardening class was the next logical step.
Excellent. And Betty Orr?
Well, we moved here to the coast about 7 years ago, and since we were both retired, or both are retired now, we wanted to learn how to garden successfully here where we are. So a neighbor and myself took the Master Gardening course, and we've been happy that we've learned so much about our gardening here on the coast.
Well, I think we should maybe do an overview of what Master Gardener provides, and then I would certainly like to drill into some of the experiences you two are having. Liz, generally tell us, what is the cycle? Because if folks are listening to the program right now, maybe they need to understand they can't enroll in the Master Gardener program, but there's lots of other opportunities at this time.
Correct. Once the program, the actual formal class program is over, the Master Gardener's mission is education. And we have different events. For example, from 10 a.m. to noon at mm-hmm. the Newport Library, we will have a round table on growing vegetables, which is open to the public and mm-hmm. free of charge. So we do things of that nature. The farmers markets, we have folks at the farmers markets in Yahats, Newport, and Lincoln City. We're starting up Toledo as a test case. We also have demonstration gardens where the public can come and look and see and what we're growing, how we're growing it, solar energy, powering a greenhouse, mm-hmm. rain catchment. Mm. So there's different venues and different events that we sponsor throughout the year that the public can come and learn. We also have plant clinics at our annual Master Gardener plant sale. The Master Gardener office is another plant clinic where people can come in, the public can come in with their gardening questions, samples for identification, and that's at the Master Gardener's office in Lincoln County on 2nd Street.
So today at this round table at 10 at the Newport Library, are you all going to be present today?
Yes.
Oh, you all will be.
Yes.
We still need to learn how to do things better.
So who's doing the presentation? Are you just participants? Are you going to be discussing your experiences?
The roundtable is a discussion that's led by two very experienced gardeners, Sally Real and Claudette Schroeder. So they sort of chair the discussion, and people ask questions, including Master Gardeners, mm-hmm. because everybody has a little bit different experience. And so as the time progresses, there are just a host of things that are covered as far as which are the best vegetables to grow, where do you grow them, what type of soil, when to start them, and just anything you need to know about successful vegetable gardening.
Betty, what are you going to be looking to pick up out of this discussion today?
Well, we've had some challenges, shall we say, about growing our tomatoes successfully, and we're hoping to learn a little bit more about how to do that the right way, where we are. And one of the ways that we know is a good thing for tomatoes here on the coast is to whatever you can do to keep them warm, such as growing them in a cloche or a greenhouse, is a good thing. Tomatoes like their roots to be above 50 degrees, and we all know what our weather's like around here, so that whatever we can do to facilitate that helps.
Liz, the presenters at the roundtable, are they from Oregon State University, or are they just individuals that have been completed the Master Gardener program? Who are our experts today?
The two experts are actually have gone through the Master Gardener program. They're not OSU. We do sometimes have OSU faculty who will come over and present a program, and they also teach our classes. These are our local experts, our local specialists.
The best we could probably have, huh?
Masters.
Because they, you know, they live and they grow here on the coast, so they're very familiar with the conditions here on the coast, which obviously are very different in you know, the valley or at the OSU campus. So we like to get our local experts and folks who know the conditions here on the coast and how best to, you know, adapt our growing.
Lincoln County Connections, we are talking about master gardening with Sonia Lovas, Betty Orr, and Liz Olson. Liz Olson, the program manager at OSU Extension. Liz, can you talk about who you are seeing participate in the program? You know, you'd mentioned that there were some younger people finding interest in the program, and I think that's kind of interesting, because what I seem to have noticed too is there seems to be a surge of younger individuals becoming fascinated, and I think that's probably a good trend. What do you think about
that? It's a very good trend. You know, up until this past year, mainly it was people newly relocated to the coast, mm-hmm. and retirees. This past year, the composition of the students in the class changed dramatically. They were younger. There's a lot of them that are not retired. They're working. And we have kind of a mix of both more men coming into the program mm-hmm. also, which is kind of new. So there was the whole composition changed this current year. And I think it is younger folks are interested in growing their own. They're coming back into that. Their parents or grandparents may have. And there was kind of a generation that may have been skipped. And now that those who are in their late 20s and 30s are showing an interest in growing their own. I think we've seen that with the registration and the composition of the class this past year. And I think that will continue.
What do you two think maybe is driving this phenomena of people rediscovering this?
Well, one thing is we want to live healthier. Mm-hmm. So the way you can do that, one of the ways you can do that is by growing your own vegetables. I think that that's important, a way to start anyways.
Mm-hmm. Just within this studio, I see buy local, grow local is also very important. Mm-hmm. And the name of the Master Gardening course is Sustainable Gardening. And that's really, I think, one of the key emphasis and points that people want to have a sustainable garden.
Do you think food prices at all affect some of the decisions people might be making in terms of, hey, I can do this myself, I can save on costs for my family's food?
Sure, I think that has a big impact on.
And they know where their food's coming from, and they know how it's grown.
How it's fertilized.
Yeah.
So I think that makes a big difference. I think, plus just the joy of watching things grow. You know, I've head up the Yaquina Bay Lighthouse Garden with the Sam Case Elementary School, and it's typically the second grade class. And just the delight on their faces when they see things growing, because we actually help the students start from seed. And then they tend the plants in the greenhouse. And then they'll go, in fact, in about 2 weeks, and they'll actually plant at the lighthouse garden. And then they come back and harvest, and they taste. And so that whole experience of growing and introducing young students to growing. In fact, a lot of them, they've made comments. Some have never gardened before, and others, their families have garden plots. So this is just an extension of it. And they're just thrilled. I mean, the delight on their faces when they see what they've grown.
Yeah, there's a video I watched on the OSU Extension, the Lincoln portion of the OSU Extension website. And there's this wonderful, wonderful photographs taken of the lighthouse community garden with the kids. And they really do, you can see the joy in their faces. They are having a good time. It's really well done. And I encourage our listeners to, And if you're curious about what we're talking about today, you can put in OSU Master Gardeners Newport, Oregon in Google. You can put OSU Extension Lincoln County in Google. You'll eventually get to where you need to go.
Yes. It's a pretty extensive website that they can go to for information.
Now, Master Gardeners, do you all have to or volunteer in a community garden, Betty or
When
or
we are taking our classes, usually we are able to choose which garden we'd like to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
We have one here in Newport in South Beach, actually, at the Oregon Coast Community Garden at the college. Another one that we have is in Lincoln City, and one in Yahats, and we have the one that Liz just spoke about, the Lighthouse Garden. So we usually choose the one that we're closest to, and that's where we, kind of become involved with the learning process,
mm-hmm.
the doing, the hands-on.
Mm-hmm. So, and are you as well working on one of them?
Yes, I'm actually participating with Liz at the Yaquinabay Lighthouse.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone down to visit the community garden in Yahats, and that's a fabulous garden as well. And it also incorporates beds that the community actually just participates. So it's not just a master gardener garden. And the hands-on, the learning, the seeing, the doing, it's that cumulative knowledge of experienced gardeners that cut the learning curve, the trial and error, and saves years. And it's the difference between success and failure in gardening, whether it's flowers or vegetables or shrubs or trees or whatever your passion is. It doesn't just have to be vegetables. You can grow, you can learn how to grow anything through the Master Gardening Program.
Yeah, I felt looking at this as a complete newbie this year, we really were looking at our soil mixture, and gosh, I was going online and there were so many variations.
Yeah.
So what did I miss?
Well, you missed the workshop on soil building preparation about 3 weeks ago.
We'll just have to do it again.
Yeah, that's a very common question. And
mm-hmm.
You build these beds and it's like, okay, now what?
Right.
Yeah.
So those opportunities, the community gardens right now, are there any specific events coming up around the community gardens, or can we just walk and look at them? Could you take your kids? Say you live in an apartment complex, but maybe you wanted to have a few pots out on your deck there. I mean, you can look at the community gardens as an idea of what will work.
Yes, the demonstration gardens are open to the public as long as the OCC campus is open. The Yaquinabay Lighthouse Garden obviously is open too to the public whenever their operating hours are. The Yahats Demonstration Community Garden, somebody is usually there typically. All these gardens are just starting though. The planting season hasn't quite kicked in just yet. Like for the Yaquinabay Lighthouse Garden, we're not going to plant with the kids until June 5th, which isn't really late, actually, because we've already started a lot of the plants. The other demonstration gardens, the students and the apprentices and the veterans will start planting very soon. Some of these gardens, without giving it away, will be on the Samaritan House Garden Tour.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will have open houses during the summer. We just had the demonstration garden at the South Beach campus open during the 25th anniversary celebration.
Nice.
We will have the Lincoln City one open during the 25th anniversary. That will be open in July. It's open now, but it'll be part of the demonstration and the tour of the 25th anniversary celebration up in Lincoln City.
And the sale coming up. What would one accomplish by coming to the sale? Can you get starts there? I mean, is that part of what this is about?
Really, it's better than a start because they've been being grown by our master gardeners since they, were planted from seeds. So now they've got a real good head start. And, of course, their majority are plants that are grown for the coast, which is where we live, and is such a unique situation compared to, for instance, growing the vegetables that are raised in the valley. So you not only can buy these fabulous vegetables, you get great information on what to do to be successful with the outcome.
The sale, June 2nd, huh?
It's not just all vegetables. I was shocked and I don't know why I should be, but there are actually master gardeners who have plants, trees, and shrubs, and they tend them for years. Some are 2 and 3 years old, and they make them grow, and they watch them, and then when they're ready to be turned over to a new owner, then they place them in the plant sale. So instead of getting a little, you know, 6-inch or 5-inch shrub, you have a nice healthy bush. And that's because these master gardeners think in advance of this plant sale, and they continually are growing things so that they will have plants that will have natives, there'll be herbs. It's not just all vegetables, but flowers and shrubs, and it's just absolutely amazing what you'll find there.
So be honest with me here. It starts at 9. If you don't get there early, are you in trouble or
yes,
what?
Yes, you are. Big time.
It sells out very quickly.
Wow.
Yeah. People wait. We normally would have had the plant sale. We typically have it like this past weekend. The decision was to try this year and move it out 2 weeks in order to get that much more time and hopefully cooperative weather, which we did have 2 weeks of sunshine, which helps tremendously. So it is June 2nd, 9 to 2. But again, like you said, Casey, you should get there early. People line up starting like at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
It's at the Newport Armory.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it is an event.
So can we set up tents the night before? Or?
Just as long as you don't park and set them up in Pig and Pancake,
now,
then you'll be happy.
Now, okay, Bob's telling us we have 3 minutes left. Is there a limit to what you can buy at the sale?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, wow. So
bring your big bucks and spend them all.
I can see. This could be a dangerous event.
It's a fun, dangerous event. There's lots of things you can buy. We will also be having a plant clinic, so if anybody wants to come in with questions, we will also be doing pH soil testing. It'll also be educational.
Bring a little of your soil with you?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
And we will test it and tell you what your pH is.
Demonstration on building a cloche. It's not that hard.
Well, you two are so passionate about it. Just some quick final thoughts on if anybody is intimidated, go for it. Don't be intimidated.
Absolutely not. Yes, go for it. Playing in the dirt's lots of fun, plus you get a lot of return.
And what about you? Satisfaction so far?
Oh, absolutely. I think the Master Gardening Program is just fabulous. The education and the continual ongoing extension.
Well, Liz, finally then, if people want to participate, how do they contact you? What would be the process?
They can contact the Oregon State Master Gardeners, Lincoln County Extension. We're at 29 Southeast 2nd Street. We're diagonal to the rec center and across the street from the senior center. The Master Gardener office is open Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 9 to noon. They can call us at 541-574-6534. They can stop by during 9 to noon on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And they can also go online to extension.oregonstate.edu/Lincoln_master_gardeners. But if you just go to extensionoregonstate.edu and then you can maneuver your way through.
Yeah.
But again, we're at 29 Southeast 2nd Street in Newport.
So today at the Newport Public Library, beginning at 10, there's going to be a roundtable. Anyone's invited?
Everyone can come.
Free of charge.
If you're listening to the program, make your way over there. These individuals are going to be willing to talk with you and just really nice. You guys have been wonderful to talk to today. And that Master Gardener sale coming up Saturday, June 2nd, 9 a.m. And this money does go back to fund the Master Gardener mission.
The right? Educational mission. This is our annual fundraiser to support those educational events.
Okay. And for more information, contact the OSU Extension office. Well, Master Gardeners, Sonia Lovas, Betty Orr, and Liz Olson, thank you so much for coming on the program
today.
Thank you, Casey.
I know it was quick. It usually goes by fast, and there's so much more you could tell us, I'm sure. But we should have you on again. I think that would be the right idea. Thanks for listening to us today. We'll be here same time, same place next week on Lincoln County Connections.